when you walk into the ring with the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Dear Blood River Radio family, thank you so much for tuning in. And I'd like to invite all newcomers for tuning in today. That's right, folks. You're listening to Blood River Radio. My name is Eddie the Bomber Deer Miller. I'd like to say, and we say it many times, I don't think we say it every single time, but we should probably. I think we're probably the only media of our type that has pledged. We just have one purpose, and that's to fight against global white genocide. That's what we're here for. And you know what? We're proudly syndicated all over creation by Liberty News Radio and the fellow who I'm really proud to be friends with, old Sam Bushman. What a hell of a guy. You know what? We disagree on a lot of things. We really do. But he's a good man. You know, he's got good principles, good heart. Well, of course, so do I. believe it or not. But he allows us to do anything we want to do. We can say anything we want to on this program. A lot of things we say, Sam cold-heartedly disagrees with, but he is hardcore First Amendment, hardcore God-given rights of free speech. Anyway, without running my mouth in much more, this is, like I said, it's Blood River Radio, syndicated by Liberty News Radio. My name is Eddie the Bombardier Miller, and it is Saturday, the 21st of June, in the year of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, 2025, there is no other name under the sun which man can be saved other than Jesus Christ Almighty. That's it. That's Jesus Christ plus nothing. And people, this is a Christian radio program, so if you don't mind, just please bow your heads. And even if you're not a Christian, if you will, just be please be respectful. We would be respectful of you if we were in your house or listening to you. So here we go. Almighty God, thank you so much for bringing me in here once more through all the turmoil, all the health issues, all the other issues that you know what I'm talking about, Lord. Bringing us in here, all that thrown up against us, we're still able to come in here to do to do your work, Lord. And I sincerely believe we're doing your work. If we wasn't, oh God, I think you would have taken us out a long time ago. But once again, Lord, I know I'm repeating myself, but thank you so much. And thank you most of all for sending your son, your only begotten son, begotten, not made, to sending him to earth to suffer, to take upon the sins of the world, to go on the cross and to pay the ultimate sin price so that no matter what we did, if you will just accept that free gift, it is a free gift. If you will do that, though your sins be as scarlet and mine are, they will be washed as white as snow by the precious saving blood of Jesus Christ. And I ask all this in your precious son's name, Jesus Almighty God. Amen. People, today we had to redo the plan, but I think it's going to be better than ever. We've had two guests to cancel out, and I was just telling our guests that's coming on in an hour, in 1 hour since I sent the show notes in, we've had two people to drop out. But that's the way it is in live radio, especially with Blood River Radio. It's probably that way with everybody. But anyway, see if I can remember the outline. My head's a little bit fuzzy today of, you know, what I've been going through, et cetera, et cetera. And I got in here kind of late. I really did. Had business. So I got in here kind of late. And so what we're going with the first hour, we're going to have Mr. Will Franklin in here. Texas Will, we'll call him. We'll have him on And also the second, let's see, Tennessee Ben is not in today. He was supposed to be in, but he's not going to be here today. He's out boat racing, raising money for St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Thank you, Tennessee Ben. So second hour, we're going to have Paul Fromm on. We were supposed to have a fellow named Carl Hessler on, and but he's not going to be able to make it. He called in at the last minute. He's an old guy, and so he's sick. He's not going to be able to make it. So that'll be Paul Fromm, second hour. Third hour, my little sister, Monica Schaefer, Monica Braveheart, will be handling third hour. Jean is off today. Jean is up at the Forest Home. They're having their annual homecoming at the Forest Home, and it is hotter than hell up there. When for health problems and things like that, I would have been there. But I just couldn't make it. There were just too many other things I had to do. Anyway, we don't have any donors this week, but that's okay. We've had plenty in the past to keep us going on the air. So, anyway, people, I think that's about all the housekeeping chores I can think of right now. So, like I said, we have Texas Will on. Texas Will coming on the first hour. And we're going to cover a lot of good stuff. I won't tell you what we're going to cover. You'll know who we're covering, where we're covering it. So anyway, we're going to introduce Texas Will right now. How you doing, Tex?
How are you, Eddie? You doing okay?
I'm doing pretty good for no geezer, going through what I've been through. I could complain a lot, but I'm looking forward to getting better. I don't know if I can do it, but I'm scheduled to run my 7th New York Marathon, November 2nd. And I was supposed to come back about 30 days later and run the Holy of Holies, the Memphis St. Jude Marathon. So that's what I've been doing since I was 65 years old, and it's kept me alive. But I'll just go as long as I can go, that's for damn sure. But, hey, we've got a lot to cover. I talked to you last week. Don't ask me what day it was, but some of the things we thought we'd cover, you have friends. There were boots on the ground in Texas during the so-called protests and the riots over the deportation over the United States government. And if you will, why don't you give the Blood River Radio people, our family listeners, give them as best you can, Will. By the way, I'm so glad you're here. I'm very glad you're here.
It's a pleasure to be here, yeah.
Go ahead. Just tell.
Go ahead, Eddie. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I'm rambling. Tell the audience hello. Anything you can tell about you. I know some things you can't say, but give me a little.
Yeah. No. Like I tell people, I'm just a middle-aged white dude down in Texas, and I love my family, and I love the Lord, and I am committed to our people. And, as Brother Eddie said at the beginning of the show, I stand in solidarity, right, shoulder to shoulder with him and people like him of preventing what is a white genocide. And I don't mince words about that. I think it is a planned effort all across this country, all across this world by a hidden hand that moves within government and within media and within the financial systems all across this world to subvert our people, the white people of this world that built the Western world, that made the world worth living in. I think they are hell bent on destroying us and destroying our race. And, I just won't stand for it. So I'm thankful to have an opportunity to be here with Eddie and just be one voice down here in the wilderness hollering out. So that's what I'm doing.
You know, you said something that brings to mind what we talked about, and so true. I'm going to try not to get us too far off track. But you were talking about what Biscuit, my dear brother Biscuit in Florida, one of our biggest donors. If without Biscuit, we would not be on the air. Matter of fact, I talked about to Biscuit just a few minutes ago. He labeled these people a Jew, the devil's officer corps. And we talked about they were kicked out of heaven before human beings were even on earth, I guess. But we don't know the exact time and date, although some people will tell you they do. I don't think they really know the exact time and date. But they, like you said, you and I agree wholeheartedly, they're here for one purpose, to do the devil's work. Jesus Christ said in St. John 8:44, he told them, you, talking to the Jews, Jesus Christ was speaking to the Jews, he said, you are your father, the devil, you do his work. And, you know, you said something really that was really spot on. In the way they do that, there's two primary ways they do it. And if you remember, without me stealing the whole thing, tell them how they do it, Will.
Well, throughout Scripture, and I'm gonna go down a rabbit trail here for just a second, Eddie, but I promise you I'll bring it back. Throughout Scripture, Old Testament and New Testament, we are warned to stay away from. Oh, we got a break coming up. I'll pick it up after the break, Eddie.
Well, I'm glad you heard the music. So we don't have to say we're going to a break. So anyway, I can't wait to get back to hear you, Brother Tex. Be right back, folks. Old Tex Will's going to lay it on us.
War for Southern independence, the brilliant Confederate general Robert E. Lee foretold the decline of this country when he prophesied, if those people, referring to the dictatorial federal government, if those people win this war, the United States will become a bully abroad and a tyrant at home. As Lee predicted, it has come to pass. The principles laid out in our founding documents, our Declaration of Independence, and the individual rights protected in our Constitution have been vilified and discarded. But not everyone has surrendered. Blood River Radio brings you highly respected, intelligent guests not afraid to speak the truth when the truth in America today is censored and attacked. Your contributions keep us on the air in order to fight against the bullies abroad and the tyrants at home. Send your war contributions to Blood River Radio, P.O. Box 34636, Bartlett, Tennessee 38184. That address is on our website, www.bloodriverradio.com. Don't let the bullies and the tyrants win.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an Immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
In the medical field, IT security is crucial. Our highly skilled consultants are HIPAA certified and have 20 plus years of experience servicing medical clinics, billing, and supply companies. We offer comprehensive endpoint protection, guarding your computers and servers against all stages of threats. And with our 24/7 monitoring services, you'll never worry about extensive downtime again. Ready to level up your IT support? Call 801-706-6980 today and discover how great IT services can be with Managed IT Services.
Dear Blood River Radio family, thank you for holding on. We're going to go, without any further delay, we're going to go back to Will, and we're going to talk about how the Devil's Officer Corps, a.k.a. the Jew, the non-repentant, non-converted Jew. Now, don't get me wrong now. A Jew, an Orthodox rabbi, can become a Christian if he would just give his life to Jesus Christ, and it would be converted to Christianity. It's open to anybody, but they will not do it. Anyway, that's another one of my famous rabbit trails there, or infamous rabbit trails, Will. But anyway, go on, continue on that you were saying what you were talking about before we went to the break.
Yeah, so you'll have to bear with me for a second, but I'm gonna talk about magicians for just 1 second. And
yes,
One of the arts of a good magician is, they're doing something with their left hand that keeps you from watching their right. And that's why we'll call it sometimes the hidden hand. And, yes. What that really comes back to is magicians' tricks and sorcery. And the Jews are amazing at this. And I'll give you an example of this. Here recently, Eddie and I were talking offline yesterday. Iran supposedly, and I say supposedly because we really don't know, but they sent a missile into to Israel, and it supposedly hit an unoccupied hospital, and immediately they started crying, "This is a war crime, this is a war crime." They targeted a hospital in Israel. And to get the world up in arms over this, well, folks, I'm here to tell you, there's not a hospital existing in Gaza right now. They've destroyed every Palestinian hospital that was standing. And that's kind of that magic trick, that sorcerer's trick of they're wanting you to believe that they are the victim when in actuality, they're the ones who are victimizing these defenseless people. And that's just a sorcerer's trick. That's a hidden hand trick. And through scripture in Exodus 22, we're told that it says you shall not permit a sorcerer to live. We're supposed to kill magicians and sorcerers. And I'm not talking about the kiddie magicians. I'm talking about the sorcerers who are doing the bidding of Satan, you know, their father, the devil. In Deuteronomy 18, we're told that you shall not be found, that there shall not be found among you anyone who practices sorcery or is a magician. And you look at what these people do, and they founded Hollywood for one reason, and that was to control us as far as the narrative of what we see coming through our eyes, going into our mind as a brainwashing apparatus. And they did it over the centuries, Eddie. This isn't something that they did just in 5 years or 10 years. This has been going on really since the time of Christ, even before that, to get us where we're at now. And you mentioned the money system, Eddie. And I want to point out something again about this Iran thing, that it is interesting to me that across the world right now, as we stand right now, there are only three nations whose central bank is not tied to the Zionist Jewish central banks. You can call them the Rothschilds, you can call them whatever. And one of those is Iran. There's only three countries that do not have a Zionist-run central bank. And it's North Korea, Iran, and Cuba. And in the Middle East, the entire Middle East, with all of their oil, all of their gas, all of the money that flows through the Middle East, Iran is the only nation that doesn't have a Jewish central bank. And I'm going to tell you, I may be way off base here, Eddie, but I think what we're seeing here with this everything that's going on in Iran, that, you know, Eddie, I don't know about you, but I've been hearing for 30 years that Iran is developing a nuclear weapon. And if they haven't got it done in 30 years, folks, I'm here to tell you, it's not happening.
What they should do is just go ahead and do like the Jews do and just steal all the secrets, like the guy from the Navy. What the hell was his name? I was thinking about just today. He was the good. He did more damage to the United States security than any other spy in history. I'll think of his name in a minute.
Rosenberg?
No, it was. They came after Rosenberg. He was the guy who was flown on the fellow who he's dead now, he's deceased, but his wife gave $100 million to President Trump. He was amongst other things he had. He had his big casino maggot out there. But he had that fellow flown from the United States. He was a life in prison, never get out. Because, I mean, the horrible damage he did to the United States. Go ahead.
No, I'm trying to think of who you're talking about.
We'll get his name in a minute. But anyway, yeah, they flew him over there. But I'm going to say two more things, and then we'll go right back to you. Here's how they do it. They created the money system. As a matter of fact, the very first big central bank was in England right after it was established by Mayor Amschel Rothschild after the Battle of Waterloo. And he did that. We talked about that on this program of several times, how he did it. But how he bought the Bank of England. And you're absolutely right. They own these Jews, the non-Christian. They hate Christians. They hate Christ. That's just a fact. But we catch hell for saying that. But that's true. We'll never quit saying it. But they do. They got control of the money system. And they also, another way they do it, they set up these sex stings. They've been doing it forever, like this guy Jeremy Epstein. And we knew about that before he came on the scene. Inspector Jim Rothstein up in New York told us all about it. But they do it. They do it mainly by money, and they get. You cannot make it anywhere, not in the United States, not in any of these nations you name, Britain, France, Germany. If you don't kowtow, if you don't toe the line, you ain't going to get elected to anybody. And if that don't work, they get you and they take one of these 45-year-old fat men and catch him sodomizing a little boy, and they get it on film, and they say, "Hey, look here. How do you think that your public would like this?" But if you can go along, you can either have $1 million, you can be elected United States Senator like Ted Cruz or somebody like that, or you can be busted. But anyway, back to you. I hope I didn't carry you too far.
I just want to. If people don't know about Meyer Rothschild, I just wanted to say, you know, he really came to prominence. Because he handled all the payments for Great Britain when they hired the Hessian mercenaries, right after the French Revolution and all that. So basically he was a broker of war, and he had five sons, and on purpose, he sent those five sons to different parts of Europe. And it was done for one reason, and that was to control the banking industry. And he actually referred to his sons as the five arrows of banking. And one of them was named Amschel Meyer, and he went to Frankfurt, Germany, and took that over. And then there was another one named Solomon that went to Vienna, Austria. They took that over. The one that you were talking about, Nathan, went to London and set up the Bank of England. The one that went to Italy, Kalman. I think it was Kalman. Rothschild went to Naples, Italy. And then Jacob went to Paris, and in one fell swoop, the Rothschild banking industry took over all of Europe, and they have steadily just moved across, all of the world. And it was decentralized banks that really set up the idea of Zionism, with Theodore Herzl and those kind of people. And really the money, the apparatus for the Eastern European Jew, that immigrated to America came through, the Zionist control, the Rothschild banking industry. And when they got here, it was amazing just with lightning speed how they were able to ingrain themselves in the newspaper industry and the magazine and publishing industry and radio and music. And I mean, they virtually created Hollywood, and this was all done through this money that came out of these banks. And it wasn't by accident. It was done for the sole purpose of controlling the apparatuses that would shape our minds. It's brainwashing, Eddie. I mean, that's all that it comes down to, is brainwashing.
Yep, I was just trying to skim to look and see that's driving me crazy. I'm thinking of that spy's name. I mean, how you get convicted of selling back, you know, absolute critical intelligence apparatus for someone to create an atomic bomb, and you call it red-handed doing that, and get by with it scot-free, and they sent him to Israel, this guy. I'll find his name during the break, but don't let me forget that. But he's and the Jews in Israel make no bones about it. He's like a national hero over there. I mean, they shut the government down like it was, you know, the greatest holiday they ever had. But that's what they do. And they came over here, you know, what's his name? Thomas Edison, the one who you're talking about, Hollywood, that created the projector. He was talking about, and he was buddies with Henry Ford. And he said that people like Edison and people like Ford and people like my dad, when he had a construction company, they have to borrow money from the bank and pay it back at interest. They have to hire laborers. They have to draw blueprints. They have to go in and buy land and build a building and hope they can get a 10% profit. Whereas the Jew, who controls all that money, sits by. He never gets one source, not one a drop of sweat on his brow, not one blister. He never, no problem at all, but he makes more money than they ever do. That's Thomas Edison said that. He was buddies with them. You know, I know we're going very far ahead, and I know you know this, but I don't know if the people do, but Henry Ford he bought out the newspaper. It was in Cleveland, Ohio, I believe, but he took that over, and he started publishing a series called The International Jew, The World's Foremost Problem. And, you know, he put a copy of that International Jew in every new Ford he produced. I don't remember if it was Model A or Model 2, but I can't believe we're going to a break already. I've got us so damn far off track. We'll cover a few more things, then we'll go to that story I wanted you to tell the people. We talked about the other day. We'll be right back, folks. Hang on, this is a 5-minute break. You have plenty of time. Get a cup of coffee.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. B-2 bombers are being deployed to Guam in a major show of force by President Trump. Massive aircraft out of Whiteman Air Force Base in Missouri and tankers linked up with the B-2s in groups of four over Wichita, Kansas. The deployment represents part of a much broader repositioning of U.S. military assets toward Europe and the Middle East. Israel's military striking an Iranian nuclear research facility late last night. Three more senior Iranian commanders have died in those attacks. Former State Department employee Gabriel Noronha says there's little chance President Trump would pursue a regime change in Iran.
Yeah, when I worked for him in the first term, he was pretty opposed to regime change. In fact, he made that very clear to us that we were not to try to go in and achieve regime change in Iran.
Also at townhall.com, a federal judge rules for Harvard University and against the Trump administration. Here's correspondent Ken Lorman.
The federal judge granted a preliminary injunction blocking the Trump administration's efforts to keep Harvard from hosting international students. The White House has been at odds with the Ivy League school for months after it rejected a series of government demands meant to address complaints that it has become too liberal and has tolerated anti-Jewish harassment.
Trump officials have cut more than $2.6 billion in research grants, ending federal contracts, and threatened to revoke the school's tax-exempt status. Three people are dead in an airport heavily damaged in the upper Midwest, casualties from that twister in the small town of Enderlin, North Dakota. Hot air balloon has fallen after catching fire in Brazil. Eight people are dead, 13 have been injured. More on these stories at townhall.com.
We all know the importance of good daily habits, whether it's getting outside, getting your steps in, stretching those limbs, or eating right. Doing it on the regular is key. That's why if you're dealing with everyday aches and pains, it's time to bring Relief Factor into your life. Head over to ReliefFactor.com or give them a call at 800-4-RELIEF and get their 3-week quick start for just $19.95. Relief Factor is the daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by a team of doctors, it uses a special formula of 4 natural ingredients. Relief Factor doesn't just mask the pain, it helps reduce or eliminate it. In fact, the longer you take Relief Factor, the more effective it is to get your days going without any pain. So if we get you out of pain by taking their 3-week quick start, it's only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Simply call 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF. Wherever you're having pain, neck, shoulders, hips, knees, don't let it keep you from living the life you want to live. Make Relief Factor part of your daily routine. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF.
This is Michael Hill, Chief of the League of the South. I listen to Blood River Radio, and you should too. In fact, you should be telling your friends, your family, and your associates to listen to Eddie Miller and the good folks at Blood River Radio. They stand resolutely for the preservation of white civilization, what we once called Christendom, and they stand against the ongoing campaign of white genocide. In these trying and uncertain times, it's more important than ever to speak and act in defense of our God, our people, and our civilization. Blood River Radio speaks the truth and speaks it boldly. I've been on this show many times as a guest, and I'm very proud of my association with you. May our just cause prevail. Hail victory.
Step into the boots of the American West with Range Magazine, where grit meets grace. This is a front row seat to the stories, struggles, and triumphs of ranchers, farmers, and stewards of the land. From jaw-dropping photography to no-nonsense reporting, Range brings you the untold tales of life on the range. Whether you're a city dweller with a cowboy's heart or living life where the pavement ends, Range speaks to the soul of the West. Subscribe today at rangemagazine.com.
Are you ready to stand up for your community and support your local sheriff? Join the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association and become a vital member of the Sheriff's Citizens Posse. At CSPOA.org, we empower citizens like you through weekly webinars, arming you with the knowledge to back your constitutional county sheriff. Together, we can uphold our Constitution and ensure liberty and justice for all. Your community needs you now more than ever.
Dear Blood Roof Radio family, thank you so very much for putting up with me, my rambling. I'm just an old geezer, man. I'm trying to do the best I can. But I'm really an amateur at heart, to have fun. But anyway, here I go for another rabbit trail. I'm going to shut up. We talked about a lot of stuff about Henry Ford being caught. He knew exactly who the Jew was. And Thomas Edison knew who the Jew was. They were buddies. But the Jews, and I asked, this is something I like one of our Blood River Radio economic people, before I go to back to Will, do this research. Why did not Henry Ford, Walter Chrysler, DuPont, let me think of somebody else, why did they not get a bank? Why did they not establish a bank themselves? Why do they have, these were gigantic men. Billionaires in today's money, why do they have to get on hands and knees and go crawling to the stinking Jew to get money to act to produce a real product, to produce wealth? The Jews produce nothing. They've sucked the blood from the from white people, Christian people. Anyway, some people out there, one of you Blood River Radio people, research why they didn't do that and send me the answer at eddie@bloodriverradio.com. With that, okay with that. If you will, tell us a little bit about the protest that went on down in Texas last week.
Yeah, the big hotspot was San Antonio, the San Antonio area. And San Antonio is an interesting place. Eddie, I know you spent a little bit of time down there. San Antonio's got several major military bases in it. But San Antonio is also a very ethnic community. It's a very Mexican community. They're very proud of their Hispanic, their Mexican heritage. They're very prevalent in that area. Actually, leading up to last Saturday's protest, there had been several nights of protests, several evenings of protests leading up to Saturday's No King protest. There was a sizable crowd. There was a lot of talk going around that they were gonna march on the Alamo downtown and take that over, and that didn't come about. I will tell you that there wasn't the violence here that you saw in some of the other places like Los Angeles, but it surprised me the numbers of people they were able to bring out. And there were sizable protests in Dallas and Houston and Austin. There was some violence up in the Austin area. Austin is, as far as Texas goes, Austin is probably the most communistic city in the state of Texas, and it really showed there. I think the police force in Austin was probably a lot more light, so to speak, as far as their reaction to the crowd. And I think that's why you saw some of what you did there. As far as Texas goes, we didn't really have the problems. I think some of that has to do with the people who make up the state of Texas. I just don't think, kind of like being in Florida or something like that, I just don't think the people would have stood by and watched that nonsense go on the way it does some other places. But I will tell you, Eddie, some of the just observations that I made both here in Texas and then watching some news coverage across the country too and in different places. I don't know if you paid any attention to it or not, but I was surprised at the number of older white people that were in the crowds all across the country. It just wasn't. I was watching in Atlanta. I was watching. Really? I was watching in Milwaukee. I was watching in here in Texas, just all over. And I mean, when I say older, I mean older. I mean folks up in their 70s and probably early 80s that were there. And I don't know if this was just leftover hippies that were, you know, having one more rodeo. I don't really know. But there was a lot of them all across the country. And I just thought that that was an interesting observation on that. And just a little bit of, intel that has come in. We should expect this for the remainder of the summer. They may call it something else. It may not be this no kings nonsense, but one of the things that is being suggested on this, Eddie, is they did this in the numbers that they did across the country to find out what population centers would react favorably and negatively, and to kind of see a play of what the law enforcement and the emergency response would be. And they did it to kind of narrow down the focus of where the next protests are going to be. And it's looking like they're going to go to the usual places, you know, your Portland, Oregon, your Seattle, your Los Angeles, San Francisco, some of those places that, that, you know, are prone to looting and riots and that sort of thing. And I before I get too far off of this, and I know we're crunched on time, so I'm speaking fast here. Stop me if you need me to, but I do want to make a point of saying, all across the country, we saw, through Facebook marketplace ads, through different social media posts, of Rent-A-Riot. I mean, basically they were hiring people to show up. And they were passing out flags, they were passing out face shields, they were passing out this sort of stuff, and they were coming in vans and buses. And I know, Eddie, personally, you have seen this happen, and to me, this just points to a controlled operation that's being funded, and there's reports all across the country that the same stuff was happening, but it was happening across the entire nationwide. It didn't matter if it was East Coast, West Coast, or somewhere in the middle. The same kind of nonsense was going on.
That's true. You know, I think it related to you when we were at Charlottesville. I can't believe how long ago it's been since Charlottesville. But there was a case, there was a bus up there where you saw a guy getting out a big swastika flag with a big pole, all floating with the same ramp with a harmless sickle. And anybody that knows anything knows that the Nazi, the swastika, does not go with the communist flag, buddy. I mean, that's like getting the Klan guy going to the synagogue with the rabbi. They just don't mean they're blood, mm-hmm. they're blood enemies. They most certainly are. But I don't know. I'm just wondering if this is going to die out during the summer. I think, like we talked about, I think last week, if I remember right, it seems like that these so-called protests were timed perfectly and coordinated with this wonderful conservative president of ours, Trump, and his master Netanyahu. It coincided perfectly, timed with this leveling of Iran, and which, and I was listening to Trump and these other people, these Judeo-Christian types, talk about how Iran is a terrorist nation. And so, you know, Trump said he's just the other day, I think just yesterday, I was listening to him say he's going to give Iran 2 more weeks to come around to get totally rid of their nuclear reactor potential, et cetera, et cetera. But here's the thing. Even if they do, they'd probably bomb the hell out of them anyway, so they'll, and say, no, they didn't get rid of it. But that was timed perfectly. It looks to me like we're the same people that put together Iran is the same old suspect. It's the same old guy, the devil's office, according to the Jew, coordinated this attack here in the United States to make it, even if Trump was legit, to make it the United States government where it was unworkable, where people cannot be governed. They could not govern the people. That looks to me like that's what's happening. But I'm telling you, it just makes me sick. I don't even claim to be an American anymore. What they're being done, what this so-called American government is doing to countries like Iran, to Libya. They crucified Libya. crucified Iran. I believe that also, you know, one of those countries, I may be wrong, that had, you referenced three countries that don't, I think you said North Korea, Iran, and Cuba don't, are the only countries left that don't have a central bank. I think that Libya did not have one time. And then, you know, Gaddafi. See, you see what happened to Gaddafi. You know something else? Gaddafi was going to print the issue money backed by gold. But what do you think about this? We're getting ready to go to a break, but what can we do? I mean, if there's anything we can do to kind of keep the United States government from just joining in with Netanyahu and just killing everybody in the Middle East and over there in Greater Israel? It seems hopeless almost.
It does seem hopeless, Eddie, and I think the best thing that folks can do that are listening to us right now is continue to educate yourself, you know, dig deeper into this and find out the playbook of these guys. That it's the same old playbook. They just go from country to country like locusts and vampires, and they're doing it to us again. And once you learn more about it, say something, speak out. Don't be afraid of them. You know, Eddie referenced John 8:44 earlier. You know, read, you know, if you call yourself a Christian, you call yourself a follower of Christ, read what Jesus did. Jesus was not afraid of the Jews. There were people all through, even Jesus' own followers, that were afraid to speak out for fear of the Jews. And Jesus gave us a model of what to do. He walked into the snake's den and started teaching right in front of them. He wasn't afraid. And we have to model that too, Eddie, whether it's taking it to the streets or the airwaves or picking up a pen and writing down what we need to be writing down to get the truth out. And I think, Eddie, that's the best thing we could do right now is open our mouth, take it to the streets, and educate people.
I think so. And we see to this day, all through Scripture, like you said, the quote, for fear of the Jew. We see it today in the Southern Baptist Church, in the Northern Baptist Church, the United Methodist Church. We see for fear of the Jew, they will not preach the truth. They will not preach true Scripture. That's the truth. But anyway, I think we've gone to a break. I think I've lost in control. Lizzie, are you there? A trusted
advisor who delivers. When it comes to IT, we do it all. Firewalls, cloud storage, server migration, and more. Say goodbye to long-term contracts and hello to a team that earns your business month after month. Call 801-706-6980 now and let Managed IT Services transform your IT experience.
I'm Pastor Everett Ramsey, pastor of Faith Baptist Church, a congregation of God's covenant people. Informed Christians know that we are at the brink of a long-planned one-world government being executed that will not tolerate true Christian faith. There is a way to stop it. Our church has used God's spiritual weapons of warfare many times over the years, and in every case that was properly executed, the Church of Jesus Christ has been delivered. It is called the Court of Divine Justice. David used it many times. Read Psalm 37, Psalm 109. It includes truthful information, repentance, and imprecatory prayers. Blood River Radio is the only radio station I know that supports action based on truth about lies concerning the Confederacy, the Civil Rights Movement, the German people, the true Holocaust, and who the true covenant people of God are, and the sins and failures of the churches, if any of these. This means anything to you, and it should, then please say so with your money, as well as prayers. You may obtain information from us about the Courts of Divine Justice by sending your offering and request to Blood River Radio, and we take none of the money.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly?
Nope. Never had lessons.
Blood River Radio family. I can't believe how fast the time is going, but I'm just going to make one quick bombing run of the Jews again and their enablers, especially in the South. We have the Judeo-Christians, the Southern Baptists, the United Methodists, the Presbyterians, who are as bad as anybody. We have a Baptist church. An elite blue blood, one of the oldest Baptist churches in Memphis, they have a faggot minister. And they call it a new way to be Baptist. Well, it's not a new way. It's the same old way to go to hell. But anyway, I'm just going to say, people, I'm going to mention also one thing. I have my notes. About around time to mention the USS Liberty. I may be getting somewhere with a church here in Memphis. I won't name the name. You probably guessed it. They actually left a voicemail to me. So that may be news coming up next week. I don't know how far I'm going to get with that. I want them to invite one of the USS Liberty sailors come there to speak. We'll see how that goes. It was keep your prayers going about that. And people, just like Will said, hand out a pamphlet, leave a note, put a note on the windshield. Make 5 pamphlets, make 10 pamphlets to expose the Jew, to expose Trump, to expose what's going on, to expose this illegal war in the Mideast. Do what you can, because you know what? The Jews are going to get you in the end, too. They really are. They have this country lock, stock, and barrel. They have the Congress. They have most of the state houses. But with that, we're going to shift gears right now. Will told me a fascinating story the other day. I mean, I was actually, it was spellbound how wonderful that story was. So I'm going to shut up right now. And it meshes perfectly with Third Hour and Paul Fromm coming on with German history. So if you will, Will, tell us about that. Start from the beginning of that story and tell the audience what tell our Blood River Radio family about it.
In the mid '90s, I had the opportunity to spend some time in Germany, and I was in an area that was Würzburg was the area that I was in, and I was there and. I got to know an older woman who was probably in her late 70s, maybe in her early 80s, and she was a couple of doors down from me. My German was so-so, and her English was almost non-existent. So we usually would just exchange pleasantries when we saw each other. And one day she was sitting on her front. What we'd call a porch in the South, but just kind of on our front stoop. And I was walking by and I noticed that she was taking a break. It looked like she was trying to get some things inside of her place. And so I offered to help her and got some stuff inside of her apartment there. And, she asked me to sit and we started talking, as much as we could. And I really, the part that became just sort of fascinating to me, was, you know, I was educated in the public school system and, you know, I was made to go see Schindler's List when it came out in the early 90s and the whole thing and, just indoctrinated and brainwashed like every other just, you know, idealistic young kid. And here I was in a foreign country and I'm speaking to this old lady that could have been my grandmother or something like that. And the talk came up of World War II. And I ask a verboten question in Germany, it's kind of like being in fear of the Jews. You know, you don't speak of the Nazis. You don't talk about that. And this woman spoke of the Nazis. And it sort of threw me back because I'd been told by some of the people, some of the folks that I was guests of, you know, don't talk about the war. Don't talk about Nazis. Don't talk about Hitler. And this woman spoke of the Nazis. And I, you know, and I'm asking her to repeat herself because I'm thinking she was telling me she had been a Nazi. And I leaned into her and I said to her, you know, are you saying you were a Nazi? And her response to me in German was, meine Liebe, wir waren alle Nazis. And that what she said was, we were all my dear, we were all Nazis. And she went on to tell me in great detail that the, you know, like I said, she was probably about 80 years old at this time. And she went on to tell me that the absolute best time in history to have been a German was during the 1930s and the rise of the Nazi Party. And she went into great detail of where they were when she was, cause she was, like I said, she had to be 80. She was probably in her early 20s, during the fallout of World War I and all of the depression that they went through, just the terrible times in Germany. And she told me in referring to Hitler, she said he gave the entire country hope when there was no hope. She said, she went as far as telling me that he was the greatest German who ever lived. And she said the entire country loved Hitler. He was the father. And she said, and I think this is the part you maybe really wanted me to talk about, Eddie. She said, we were sick of the communists. We were sick of the homosexuals. We were sick of the pornography. We were sick of these things that had been brought into our country. And she said, we didn't know in the beginning that it was the Jews who did this. And she said, you know, the National Socialist Party rid them of these plagues, and they were allowed to be Germans again. They went back to being Germans and being proud of being Germans, that their hope was restored. And Eddie, you and I talked about this, and I can certainly keep going, and I know we're short on time, but as a young boy from the South, of being reared by good Southern patriots, at that moment I realized the German people have very much a same story, a history, as I did as a young Southern boy, because after we were conquered by the invading influences of the North, they erased our history. They did not want us to know who we were. They did not want us to know who we are. And folks, the same thing were done to the Germans. And yes. I'm thankful for guys like Paul Fromm and Monica Schaefer, because they're telling the truth. And I just, before we get off, Eddie, I got to say this. It was done on purpose. The German people are some of the most innovative, industrial-minded, orderly people that have ever walked the face of the earth, and they are a threat to the enemy. They are a threat to our enemy, and they had to be subverted, and their history had to be taken away from them, and they had to have that thumb of the hidden hand put on them so that they would never rise again. And as a Southern man, and Eddie, you're right there with me, they did the same damn thing to us. They did everything they could to integrate our schools, to integrate our halls of higher education, to integrate our churches, to bring in interracial dating and demongrelization of our race. They've torn down our statues. They've ripped away our history. And the same people who did it to us did it to them.
Bingo.
And as we are celebrating German History Month on Blood River Radio, I want the people that are listening to us, especially the people in the South, if you don't feel a kindred spirit with those folks, the German folks, something's wrong with you, because the same thing that has happened to them, folks, it's the same play on us. And I'll go as far as saying, Eddie, it's the same thing they did in South Africa. The same thing they've done with the Afrikaners down there. They want to rip away their history. They want to rip away their culture, and they want to neuter them as a people. They want to subvert our people. And that may be more than you bargained for, Eddie, but it's for free.
It couldn't be better. It couldn't be better. It's the blueprint. It's exactly a blueprint they go by. It's exactly the way they did it. And it's the same people. You know, you talked about in the South. For instance, I can't remember his name. I'm piss poor on names. But believe it or not, the Secretary of the Treasury under the Confederacy was a damn Jew. And did you know when the war was over, he was able to go to England? He was scot-free, got scot-free. Nothing happened to him. I don't remember his name. He probably took some of the remaining gold shekels with him. But it's always a Jew. It's always Jews all the time. It always has been, always will be. But I'm so glad you told that story. But you're exactly right. You know, I remember, I'm an old guy. I remember when I was in school here, people still had pride in being a Southerner. You used to see Confederate battle flags. We call them rebel flags. If you claimed, if you said that you was not a rebel when I was in grammar school in South Memphis, you were going to get an ass whipping. You did not claim to be. You didn't say anything good about Yankees. And that's, I hear the music. We've run completely out of time. Hang on for a minute before you go. But anyway, people, we're going to transition it to the second hour now. We're going to pick up Paul Fromm, our star guest. he's not going to be able to make it. He was feeling bad, but he's in his 90s, so we'll let him go. Anyway, this is going to be a 5-minute break. People, go get you some coffee, get you some water, whatever. We'll be right back in 5 minutes.